Thank you so much for joining us as we continue to look at the Lazarus story, the I am statements of Jesus, where Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. We're still working our way through that story. We're in John chapter 11, 33 through 35, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come with her also weeping. He was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled, and he said, where have you laid him? And they said, Lord, come and see. And then Scripture says this, Jesus wept. Today's passage shows the nature of Jesus. He was fully God and at the same time fully man. When approached with the news of Lazarus' death, Jesus assured Mary and Martha of the resurrection. But now at the grave, he demonstrated a heartfelt sympathy for the pain that the sisters were experiencing. Different words are used for Mary and Jesus weeping. Mary is the loud wailing of grief. The word wept describing Jesus' emotions is used only here in Scripture. It describes the shedding of tears. Think about it. Mary is loudly wailing. Jesus is shedding tears. Mary is expressing the deep grief of loss. Jesus is expressing compassion for his dear friends. I don't know what you're going through today, but I can tell you this for sure. Jesus knows. He not only knows what you're going through, but he understands. He loves you, and he's able to meet your deepest need. The writer to the Hebrews explains it this way. We don't have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. Hebrews 4, 15 through 16. Just think about it. Jesus sympathizes with our weaknesses. He gives us the grace and mercy to help us in our time of greatest need. Lord Jesus, thank you for that. Thank you for dying on a cross for my sin. Thank you that your perfect sacrifice gives me eternal life. And thank you for understanding what I'm going through every day. Thank you for weeping with us and sympathizing with our weaknesses. I pray in your name. Amen.